Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, 97.1, quarter after 5 in the Motor City. So Will Birchfield, our reporter, was down at the ballpark. Rieger, not today. And Miggy had a long-form quote and a message, and I didn't want to leave anything to interpretation. I wasn't there. Will was. Will, thank you for joining us. Thank you for picking up your phone.
Yeah, of course, Mike. Happy to be here.
So take us through it. I read it on the air. Just kind of the overall tone of this, and I want to understand what exactly is the motivation for him to say this right now.
Yeah, this was more lighthearted than it might come across in text. Miggy was laughing, smiling, and this wasn't some veiled shot at the fans. This was him explaining that if I rush back, as I have in the past, I don't think my body can take that any longer. He's been hampered by hamstring issues, by back issues, by groin issues, by hip flexor issues. So he realizes that if he rushes back, it's only going to exacerbate things.
Now, in the part of this, you know, and again, I don't want to read the whole thing again, but it was more, I went through a lot last year, and I'm not doing the same this year. Nobody appreciates when you play hurt. That is the part of it I don't quite understand. He says, I played a lot of years hurt here in Detroit. Nobody appreciates that. That's more what I'm pointing to, Will.
Yeah, well, listen, last year he played in a career low games, I think 130 games, and he hit a career low 262. Career low 16 home runs, and he took a lot of heat for it. And the fact was, the entire year from the World Baseball Classic on, he was playing through back pain, and that then developed into hamstring pain and hip flexor pain. And I think he's right to feel upset that he put himself on the line and he put himself out there. And when the numbers did dip, all of a sudden it was his fault, and the injury wasn't an alibi, I think, in a lot of people's eyes, or it probably should have been.
So take me through the end of this. He goes, I'm going to take my time, so thank you very much, and then stretching, that kind of stuff, so I'm mad right now. You want to explain that? A little bit bizarre via text.
Yeah. He was pretty worked up by the end of it. I think as he began talking, he kind of worked himself into a lather. Again, he was smiling and joking, but I think the more he kind of articulated this, he realized that he's kind of gotten a raw deal, beginning last year mostly. Right now the deal is they need him to get back on the field and begin running, and that's the next step for his recovery. But yeah, he at the end of this little soliloquy, he kind of turned away and, let out a little verbal roar of frustration. But that's his reality now. I mean, Mike, you know it as well as I do. He's 35 years old and not getting younger, and the injuries are piling up.
But Will, and we're talking to Will Birchfield, our reporter, and you can read all of Will's stuff at 971theticket.com. Will's at the ballpark right now. Will, the issue I think our listeners will have is, wait a second. What you make $31 million a year. If you don't perform, injuries or not, what are people supposed to do? I mean, does he truly operate in the idea that if he's playing hurt, fans are supposed to accept an awful season? I mean, How do you rationalize that?
No, I don't think he's making that pitch. I think he understands that it's a result-oriented business and he has to deliver. I think he was, again, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but from listening to him today, I think he was a little bit let down last year at the amount of heat he took when his numbers did, really for the first time in his career, dip, and the injuries weren't really considered, as the main reason, and they probably were. I don't want to say he's above criticism, but this guy was hampered big time last year, played through it, and when the numbers dipped, he wasn't given any sort of excuse.
So, and again, just so I'm clear, because again, and Will, I do apologize. It's just because we don't have the audio. I want to make sure we're clear on all this stuff. When he had said, "I'm going to take my time now," that's yeah. Not some kind of threat. It was just simple. I'm going to do this right and get healthy. Is that how you took it?
Correct. And I really do think that in a different year, maybe 5 years ago, even 3 years ago, he'd be close to back out there, if not back out there now. But I think it's also a veteran who realizes, you know, I've got 5-6 more years in this league making $31 million a year, and I want to be able to play, you know, if not at peak performance, at least somewhat close to it. And battling through injuries now won't allow that long term. So I think he's coming to grips with the fact that he can't grind through things like he once used to.
Will, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for calling us back. Honestly, we needed the interpretation because text is no way to do business.
Yeah, no, Mike, no worries, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Will Birchfield, our reporter. Will, have a good night at the ballpark, brother. So let me ask this question of you, the people. Miggy feels he got a raw deal. Will doesn't totally disagree with him. Miggy upset, feels like he took too much heat last year. Where are we with that? Okay, I don't have some hot take here. I don't need to yell and scream. You know my thoughts. I think it's very difficult for a guy to make $31 million to ever garner sympathy. Do I think that he took too much heat? Not particularly. That goes with the contract and playing injured or not. I didn't think, as someone who sat in his seat every day of last summer, I didn't think it was that bad. But I want to hear from you, the people. I mean, this is a guy who, one of the better right-handed hitters of our generation, certainly has been the best hitter you've had here. He feels that he wasn't appreciated, that him playing hurt wasn't appreciated. And as Will said, it kind of built to a crescendo where he became very upset by the end of it. Now, I'm glad Will called because you needed to interpret the words by someone who was there. That was important. Because there's a couple things in here that, via text, look worse than they are. I don't know that he's attacking anyone, but it's my two rules. Do not attack the fans. I don't think he attacked the fans. I think he voiced displeasure and frustration. But don't play the victim. I don't think that's ever going to work for you when you make the type of money he makes. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's reality. You are paid to put up numbers, and people don't care what's behind the scenes. They don't care about the injuries. They want you to perform. Let me throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Phone lines are wide open. I would like to kind of see where fans are at with this. And again, that's Miguel Cabrera. I'll read you the quote quickly, and then Sully, David, give you guys a chance to jump in. His quote was, "I went through a lot last year. I'm not doing the same thing this year because nobody appreciates when you play hurt. So I don't know. I'll take my time and play when I'm good. I played a lot of years hurt here in Detroit. Nobody appreciates that. But when you're doing bad, they crush you. They crush you. They say you're bad, go home, you don't deserve anything, you're past your time, you're old. So I say, okay, I'm done. But when I play hurt and we're doing good, oh, you're good. So now I'm going to take my time. So thank you very much." That kind of stuff. So I'm mad right now. That's Miguel Cabrera today. Mike, go ahead, bud.
This speaks to a bigger issue here, Mike. This is the latest Tiger to come out and express displeasure with the fans. Whether it was Joe Nathan, Ian Kinsler, Tyler Collins, Victor Martinez. There's a fundamental issue in that locker room of that team having a belief that the fans are too negative.
Of the old guard, yes.
It is what it is. It's been like this for 5-6 years now. We constantly hear quote after quote about the fans are too negative. I'm not appreciated. The fans boo us. That speaks to a bigger issue. That speaks to the fact that that locker room discusses this, that they have a core belief that their fan base is too negative. So I don't want to constantly hear from these guys who are making $30+ million a year about how I'm not appreciated.
Right.
I'm out here playing hurt and I wasn't appreciated. So you know what? Now I'm just going to take my time getting back. I'm not rushing to get back.
See, I think it's a results. Ridiculous. I think it's a results oriented business. And it's like, and again, nowhere on the level of Miguel Cabrera, but understand something. What we do is a results oriented business. You guys don't care what I have going on in my life or Sully or David. Our job every day is entertain you. You think we're going to come on the air and go, "Oh, well, Sully's going through a divorce." No, you don't care. Call it what it is. It's shut up and entertain me. That's my job. I know the rules. good day, bad day, or otherwise. You guys don't care. My job is to come on the air, be myopic, do my job. So I'm just, I think what Sully brings up, there is credence here, because whether it's Carlos Guillen back in the day howling like wolves at the media, whether it's Kinsler who made some comments, whether it was Tyler Collins flipping off the fans, Joe Nathan, you have the old guard Victor, I believe three times has done it.
It's a common
Miggy,
thing.
Multiple times. I think it's common with the old guard.
Right. But even look what Cabrera said in the quote. He said, I've played a lot of years hurt here in Detroit. Again, talking about something that goes back years. And nobody appreciates that. So, again, it's just an issue that those players have with thinking that the fans don't appreciate them, thinking that the fans don't like them. You know what the fans like? The fans like winning. The fans want World Series. The fans don't want to hear about, woe is me, I'm making 50 grand per at bat, and I need to be treated better by the fans because I don't get patted on the back enough by the fans. No one cares about that. So we can sit here and talk all we want about how he smiled and how he joked around in this quote. Words are words, and words do have meaning.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm not letting him off the hook as much as Will is. But it's mine's rooted in principle. The principles of the athlete handbook have been written years ago. Some of them are funny, some are not. I'll leave the other ones out for today. This is about do not talk about the fans unless you're saying they're fabulous. And do not in any way, shape, or form try to be the victim or a martyr, etc. I understand Miggy's side of it. I do, but you gotta tell your wife, you gotta tell your family, you gotta tell your agent, you gotta tell a confidant on the team. You can't go, and Mike's right. He's making 50 grand in at bat. The average guy driving home stuck in traffic or construction right now does not need to hear a tale of woe about how I'm not appreciated. I played hurt for you people. Brother, you made $31 million a year. What do you want from me?
If this is the first time he came out against the fans or the first time this locker room did, someone said something like that, I think it's different.
Can you change your tone just quickly? Did not come out against the fans. He came out and feels like he's been mistreated.
And look,
just choose the words a little more carefully.
Again, I can see his point of if he truly believes, hey, I rushed back last year. I wasn't completely healthy. I need to take my time and make sure I'm right. I get that. That's different. But you don't need to go out and publicly say how, well, I've tried to put my effort in when I've been hurt and fans don't appreciate me. I don't get patted on the back and told that I'm great enough by the fans. I mean, I don't have time for that.
Nothing left for me to say. This kid just opened the bombardier doors. No, you know what, Mike? You're right. Now sell people something. 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.